From the intersection of fermented and demented, it's Uncorked with David Wilson.
Americans have long loved their red Zinfandel, and the Italians have equal passion about their Primitivo. Which is better? The truth is, there might not be much to argue about. More after this.
If you're like many wine lovers, you just can't seem to part with those corks, and the pile is growing. Turn that pile into style with an original cork cage holder from EpicStyle.com. Dozens of shapes and styles from windmills to wine barrels. These cork cages are a smash hit with wine aficionados, and you've got to see them at EpicStyle.com. Hundreds of items to add artistry and fun to any dinner or cocktail party. EpicStyle.com. Find gifts and accessories for home entertaining.
If you get a couple of Americans and Italians together to debate the virtues of Zinfandel versus Primitivo, it will likely be a spirited exchange. But the truth of the matter is that the grapes that produce both of these wines are actually Croatian. Studies have concluded that both Zinfandel and Primitivo are genetically identical. American Zin came to the United States via Croatia in the mid-19th century. Then, in the mid-1960s, it was discovered that Zinfandel was actually identical to the Italian grape, which grows in the heel of Italy. Like Zin, Primitivo grapes produce high alcohol content, blackberry-scented wines. The Italian versions, however, appear to be a little more rustic and less polished than its twin American sibling. A little evolution at work. Primitivo and Zin may be one and the same, but labeling laws in the U.S. don't allow the names to be used interchangeably. In Europe, however, wineries are permitted to call Primitivo Zinfandel and vice versa. So you say Primitivo, and I say Primitavo, or rather Zinfandel. Or perhaps we can just call the whole thing off and enjoy the wine. This is David Wilson, Uncorked.